Kick it.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no.
Oliver Pint here on Xanadu. Hope you're enjoying the show. Whatever you're going to do, whether you're going to stay with us, stay in and watch a film after this, of course. Well, after Joe. Or you're going out as you're preparing to go out, put the old makeup on, and that's just the lads, of course. We're going to have a little hour of Oliver Pint. Oliver Pint kind of humour and application. We had a bit of a heavy week last week, which was The Orb featuring David Gilmour. I hope you enjoyed that. Anyway, got some good feedback from Mr. Rhett, and he, Rodent, liked that little interlude. A little bit heavy for some, but I thoroughly recommend that album. It's The Orb featuring David Gilmour. Maybe we'll play a little excerpt a bit later on in case you missed it and missed the repeat show as well. So without further ado, before we do that, let's play a little bit more rock in the true sense of the word. This one is by Whitesnake, and it's one you will know. It's Love Ain't No Stranger.
Who knows where the cold wind blows? I ask my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? Love ain't no stranger. Staring at me, all sorts.
Catches me by surprise, that one. That was the naughty Tony Reid and his songs that finished too early. That's a wonderful song, that one. No Way Out, from the new album from Limehawk. It's only 2 minutes 52 seconds, and as Oscar Wilde said, you know, if I can't write a short letter, this long one will have to do. It's very difficult to actually put a song together beneath the 3 minute mark and leave them wanting more, and that is certainly the case with that one. So have a look at the Limehawk site, I should tell you, Limehawk used to be Soldiers of Fuzz, and they've changed their name for a number of reasons, but one of them is because it's a free world and they decided to do that. So have a look at the Limehawk MySpace site or the Facebook, and Tony will get back to you on how how it's possible to get hold of that album. Thoroughly recommended. I was fortunate to pick up the pre-masters and the post-master result, and as I say, anybody who's interested in classic rock for sure, but moving in different directions around that too, so look out for the Limehawk album. I'm going to keep it fairly traditional. I was talking to Craig, another guy who is promoting an album, Pies, Pasties, Rock and Roll. Now, I've mentioned it, I'll probably have to play a track very shortly. Craig has played the Dock, and he's played other venues around the Northwest, and he's trying to promote that album too. We were talking about our favourite albums. We're both Deep Purple fans primarily, but Craig was talking about this particular track. He wasn't. He was talking about Volume 4, and I was talking about this particular track. It's my own favourite from Black Sabbath, this one. It's the title track from Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Right. control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads a roll.
Another song that finishes early as he adjusts his headphones, ready to address the nation, of course. Right, just a little bit of news. Your friend Oliver Pint is going to interview Steve Hackett, so that's going to be over the next, next 3 weeks. So we are going to broadcast this on the Oliver Pite Show, exclusive interview with Steve Hackett to pre-publicise the gig at the Pacific Road. For those of you who are not familiar with Steve Hackett, he's the ex-Genesis guitarist, the classic Genesis, selling England by the Pound, Foxtrot, and all those early albums that before they started turning to Tamla for inspiration. If that's what you can call it. Actually, I'm quite a Tamla fan. I don't want to knock people's different genres, but you know, Horses for Courses, to me, yeah, good luck to Phil Collins and Mike Rutherford and the rest of them for doing the, and Tony Banks, of course, for doing the chart thing. I'm making lots and shitloads of money. But for me, the classic genesis of that early era, the era with Peter Gabriel, and the first couple of albums after Gabriel left, Trick of the Tail, Wind and Wuthering, for me, are the true genesis. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm going to get off my happy horse now and play the first... one of the first tracks Steve Hackett wrote when he left Genesis, a little bit disillusioned with the way things were going, and he wrote a solo album called Voyage of the Acolyte, and we are told that Steve is going to attempt this one. When I say attempt, accomplished musician like Mr. Hackett, well, shouldn't have a problem, but I tell you what, I would like to attempt this one on stage. Look forward to that gig in November at Pacific Road. Have a look at hackettsongs.com. A little word of warning, don't go on stevehackett.com. That is the previous regime, his manager's site, and what a total shit he turned out to be. There we are. Hackettsongs.com if you want to find out stuff about Steve Hackett. Here's the album track. It's called one called Ace of Wands. They are. I told you I'd play some more from Metallic Spheres. That's the first track from the Metallic Spheres side. And it features, of course, David Gilmour and Youth, alias Martin Glover, formerly of Killing Joke, and Alex Patterson, who make up the original lineup of The Orb. And it's an album that's grown on me, actually. I wasn't sure at first whether David Gilmour just sorted up the pathway and put some guitar down, but it is a coordinated album and quite hypnotic. It's one of those you need to keep listening to get into, and thoroughly recommend it. It's at the usual suspects, without giving too much publicity away to fat corporations. You know who I mean. Yes, it is available there, and that's where I got mine from. So there we are. What's that called? Anti-advertising? I don't know. I don't know what you call it. Keeping with the David Gilmour theme, let's play something poppy. This one was a collaboration with Kate Bush. In fact, he discovered Kate Bush. I think a lot of people forget about that and what a great artist she was. This is the 12-inch mix of Running Up That Hill. Before we leave, we're going to play another couple of eclectic tracks, because I think Tony's listening anyway, so he likes that eclectic mix. And this one is for you, Mr. Reed.
Cool. clear, valid scientific proof that we have been visited by spaceships.
Well, indeed. I reckon we have, in fact, been visited by spaceships many a times. A number of people I've come across in this industry definitely visited by spaceships, and you only have to watch Men in Black to realise which ones they are. Oh, I better not mention any names, that I suppose. We've got about 6 minutes left, and these are six glorious minutes of the Oliver Pint Show. I'm going to play something off the new Black Country album, Black Country Communion, I should say. It's called Black Country, and I'll see you next week on the Oliver Pint Show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Whatever you decide to do tonight, enjoy yourself, keep safe, and I'll see you next week. This is Sister Jane.